Are we still expecting the captain to play next Thursday night?
Yeah, he had another really strong training session today, which we're pleased about. He's still got to get through another week, and we're quite optimistic.
Do you expect him to be at his best, you know, for about 1,000 of the match practice in pre-season? Is that going to hamper him at all, do you think?
Oh, listen, when you make a decision, and if the decision is for him to play, we expect performance.
Are you disappointed in Dale Thomas getting suspended the way that he did?
We're a footy club that likes to play on the edge. However, looking at the hindsight, and I think Daisy's looked at it, he would have done things differently, no doubt about that, and our whole playing team gets a really strong learning opportunity from that.
You're a young club and he's one of the senior players. Do you need players like him to, you know, be a bit more responsible, I suppose, and keep his frustrations in check when he's not having a break?
As I said, in hindsight, I think you do things differently, and it's a really good learning curve for our whole playing group. And Daisy appreciates that, so he would have done things differently. Yeah.
Brendan, we seem to say against Sydney that the high press really on show, and there was a lot of pressure and a lot of tackling in your front half to keep the ball in. Is that what Carlton supporters can expect to see the team play like for the next 5 to 10 years, or it's horses for courses you play against different oppositions?
Oh, no, I think by and large most footy teams now like to lock the ball in their half, and we're no different to that, and our game needs to revolve around pressure, and each week we analyse that and look to improve it and look at what didn't work. So pressure is really important to us.
Fitness wise, is there anyone else that's a major concern heading to round one?
No, we got through the clean bill of health from the last game. So you know, Mark's been discussed, and we'll see how that one progresses. But you know, in the next month or so, we should see Lachie Plowman out after his surgery, and Liam Sumner, both boys from GWS. So we're looking forward to seeing them on the track a little bit more. So.
And just on the gambling, how important do you see it as a coach? And is this something that you came into club and wanted something like this to be a part of?
Yeah, there's so many varying social issues impacting on youngsters these days. In fact, most people, and gambling's one of those, and we need to continue to educate our players in this area and other social issues, as Stephen alluded to. So, yeah, we're going to ramp that up.
Jacob Weeder has had a sensational pre-season. Can Carlton fans expect to see him in round one, do you think?
Well, I'm really hopeful. He's got another week to get through training, but we're pleased with his progress. We do need to remember he is only 18, and as excited as we all are, there's some areas of his game he'd like to improve, and there's some areas that he's doing really well. But for a first-year player, the signs are really positive. Yeah.
You spoke about embracing the hype with Jacob. What about someone like Patrick Cripps? I mean, it feels like externally the club's face has gone from someone like a Chris Judd to a Cripps in the space of 3 or 4 months. You must be excited by that. Do you ever feel like a worried parent that, you know, you've got a lot of weight on your shoulders as a young boy?
I think what we need to understand, I addressed this one after the game, that AFL players understand there is a lot of hype, and it's an opinion-based industry, and not to let the noise, when it's positive, make them too high, and when they're challenged, get too low, and Patrick does that really well. But we need to understand that we can't be a footy team that revolves around one person. Let it be Jacob Wiedering, Patrick Cripps, Mark Murphy. It's about a system. It's an us, not me mentality, and that's important. But if someone jumps up and plays well, we should be excited about it.